Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, dobro jutro. Hola, kako si? You've tuned in to and you're listening to live on the air with Kathy. Katica in Croatian. The voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. The world's largest social network. Reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live, and it will be archived. So after the show, wait about a half hour, and then log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, Watson, and hear the show and any of the archived shows. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? What is it? What dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? And will you promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? It's your choice. Choices come to embrace us or to bite us in the butt. And your life today, everything about it, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every happening is by choice. So do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. Oh, darlings, you will never, ever happen again. Life is not a dress rehearsal. There's only one of you. Come on. Don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand. Melting like a snowflake. And Eric Toll said, realize deeply that the present moment is all that you ever have. Make the now the primary focus of your life. And Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. So will you promise me that you'll give up waiting as a state of mind? When you catch yourself slipping into waiting, snap out of it. Come into the present moment. Just be and enjoy being. You've tuned into and you're listening to live on the air with Katica. Dobro jutro. In Croatian, that is Kathy. And good morning. How y'all doing? It's always a pleasure to have you on the air with me. And if you would like to share something very special that has happened in your life that may help others, call in. And Michmo Vidit, we will see if this is relative to your life. You know, when I say relative to life, I want all of you to know right now that this is it. There are no do-overs. And everything, when you got up this morning, at the time that you got up, it was your choice. Your activities during the day, it's your choice. You're absolutely amazing. We live in mind. And it can only return to us what we think into it. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand. Melting like a snowflake. Oh, by the way, the book Choices It's available. It would make a marvelous gift. And you could get it through Author House. So you could log on. Here, give me a minute, Sterling. My desk is just filled with all kinds of information for you because I want you to enjoy your life. Remember, there are no do-overs. If the book is available at Author House, the telephone number is 800-839-8640. And it would just be a marvelous gift. Now, before I go on with the topic today, and of course it is choices, this is a note from me in the back of the book. It's a tribute to the contributing authors, celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. Oh, you'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. And what you can learn from choices? Yeah. You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. Oh, darlings, you can overcome adversity and succeed. You can live your life in paradise. The contributing authors and I wish you the very best. Life has to offer. Remember, it's your choice to share your dreams. Choose to make now the best of the rest of your life, because this is all you have. Tomorrow is promised to no one. And the authors are Sheila, Joan S., Stefan, Sandy, Bonnie, Chuck, Lee, Rudy, Ray, Rika, Michael, Barbara, Joan C., and Kathy. Will you promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? We live in mind. I'm going to say it again and again, because you could only remember it for about 8 seconds, 5 to 8 seconds. We live in mind and can only return to us what we think into it. Sidebar. Backward, turn backward, oh time in your life. Make me a child again just for tonight. I was raised by immigrant parents. My mother was a natural nutritionist. My father instilled in me work ethic second to none. We weren't rich, but that didn't matter. We didn't know. Children were to be seen, not heard. And I promise you, choices will rock your world. And I want to remind you again, it would make a marvelous gift. Why not? And then you could write your own little greeting, as I did in my book, and I give it away as gifts. May you live as long as you want, and never want as long as you live. And I want to remind you, Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And you're young and useful at any age, if you're still planning for tomorrow. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. Your mind, like a parachute, functions only when open. What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. And did you know that trends are nothing but an extension of the past into the future? And temptations are mere ideas entertained in the mind. And this is from Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more, however I begged at evening, when I counted my scanty store. For life is a just employer. He gives you what you ask. And once you've set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I asked of life, life would have willingly paid. Sidebar. This is July 8th, 11:40 a.m. Central Time. You are where you are today by the choices you have made. We were all born with the... You can't blame anyone. There is no blame. We were all born with the use of the creative power of the universe at the tip of our tongue. The thought, the word. Did you know, by our thinking, we shape our looks and our world. And both can be as beautiful as our thoughts are loving and kind. Our work is done in mind alone. And the only equipment needed is thought. And don't let it be forgot that once there was a spot for one brief shining moment that was known as Camelot. And this above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. And Raymond Charles Barker, theologian, said the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. The answer to what I shall be is contained in what I am now thinking. The mind is the key to all of our experiences, and our use of it determines our health, wealth, happiness, security, choices. You're right where you're supposed to be. You can't be anywhere else. There's nowhere else to be. And what is the operative word? Do any of you know now? I'm going to read that again. And let me see if you know what the operative word is. You're right where you're supposed to be. You can't be anywhere else. There's nowhere else to be. Think about it. And let me know if you get it. Obstacles are those little nigglies that crop up when we take our sight off our goals. And worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but won't get you anywhere. Oh, behold the mighty turtle. He only makes progress when he sticks his neck out. Or do you just stay in your comfort zone? How? You see, there are no disappointments. They're just challenges. How can you possibly grow or move on in life if you don't have obstacles that stop you where you are? And all they're doing is saying, hey, wait a minute, there's a better way. Let's look at what you're doing. And let's tear it apart and see what the lesson is. A friendship true is like pure gold. It won't wear out because it's old. And being good isn't enough. If you dream of being great, what dreams do you have? You did promise me that you wouldn't go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. A man who has no money is poor, but a man who has nothing but money is the poorest of them all. Sounds like you. An empty purse is really bad, but an empty head is a whole lot worse. You're young only once, but you can stay childish and immature for life. Remember to emulate the behavior of a winner when you lose, because competition doesn't build character. It reveals it. We can't control the length of our life, but we can control the quality, depth, and width. Spend so much time on improving yourself, you don't have time to criticize others. Don't grumble and complain because you don't have what you want. Be thankful. You don't get what you deserve. And the way that some people find fault, you'd think there was a reward. Does that ring a bell? And it's really best to sleep on what you plan to do than to be kept awake by what you've done. There's no way around it. The way we feel is the way we attract, and as we get older, we need so little, but we need that little so much. Promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. And oh, how wondrous is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. God's delays are not God's denials. Hold on, hold fast, hold out. Patience is genius. Lose everything but your faith in God and you'll lose nothing. Nada. Lose your faith in God and you'll lose everything. Men and husbands are like fires in a fireplace. Left unattended, they go out. Now I should have a little smile on your face. I deserve. And I'm worthy of it. I'm ready to receive and give thanks for God's lavish, unlimited abundance and ever-increasing flow of health, wealth, happiness, success, patience, and financial security. May you live your life in joy and acceptance, because everything that's happening in your life, darlings, everything that's happening in your life is by choice. And Muhammad Ali said, you're one of a kind. And he said, you know, guys out there, I know where I'm going. And I know the truth. And I don't have to be what you want me to be. I'm free to be what I want to be. Whose life are you living? Yours? Or do you bow down to the gospel of someone else's life? All right, here's the truth. You're magnificent. No matter what you have done or not done, no matter what you have said or not said, it doesn't change the truth that you are one of a kind, and it is because you are one of a kind that you are magnificent. So, can you step into knowing you are remarkable? Can you accept that you are unique? And there is no one on this planet like you. Now is the time to shine your magnificent, unique brilliance. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. And it's brought to you in part by Impact. I want you to feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood, Iron Workers Impact, Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dobhedion of construction trades with the safest and most productive and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Dobhedion of the trades. Log on ironworkers.org. I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, and I married an ironworker. You see, it is my mission to introduce you to the character of ironworkers, to illuminate their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics that revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. And you do have to know that ironworking is not just for men. You see, I think it's very remarkable and prestigious to be an ironworker, but sidebar, I didn't want to ruin a manicure. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. And, oh, you're going to love this. The Sound of Silence. I know, darlings, that I did feature the book Choices, but you could call Author House and get a copy of the book. And remember, it's a marvelous gift-giving. And today, I want you to go into a room, shut the door, and take 5 minutes to just sit and listen to the sound of silence. Give your brain and your body a rest. And it's amazing how many answers you'll get, how much clarity there is when you just sit and listen. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams, I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp when my eyes were stabbed by the flesh of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light, I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share, and no one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fools, said I, you do not know. silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed by the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said, "The words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls and whispered in the sounds of silence." Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk to you again. The words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls, whispered in the sound of silence. Can you promise me that today you will sit very quietly, seclude yourself? Have you been agonizing, or you have a decision to make and you just can't make it? I promise you this, that if you will seclude yourself in a room and just sit and clear your mind, you will get an answer, because it's all there, darlings. Your mind is just so busy chattering, and you're listening to so many other people. I want you to hear what you have to say. It's your life. You see, there are no repeats. It isn't going to happen again. So when you're sitting in that room of silence, quietly, keep your mind quiet. And it'll be amazing, the ideas that will come into your brain to remind you that you don't have to be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And get the book choices. Call Author House. It's dedicated to the spirit that never ages and to all who want to sing and dance their life. Dedicated people who've been in my life for over 30 years. People who personify living life to the fullest, who had some glimmer of wisdom to share with others that could lead them to enjoying their life to the fullest. Backward, turn backward, O time, in your flight. Make me a child again. For tonight, I promise you that choices will rock your world. You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity, and you can live your life in paradise. And the book is available at Author House. And will you promise me that you're going to choose to make now the best of the rest of your life? You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in all of their victorious achievements. Until we meet again, Remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir.